The story of the Chinese zodiac, or why rat comes first. Everyone knows that cat and rat do not get along. But did you know that cat and rat once used to be good friends? It happened like this once long ago, that the Jade Emperor of China announced a great banquet to be held on the last day of that week. All the animals were invited, with special honors reserved for those who were first to arrive. A race would determine the swiftest and the strongest, the bravest and the best. But Cat could not remember what day the event was to take place. So she went to ask her good friend Rat. Now, Rat had a toothache that day and was feeling quite grouchy and cross. "First day of next week," he muttered, without bothering to check the calendar. Well, the great day came at last, and early in the morning, all the animals started off, eager to arrive soon and place well. Through the forest and across the bridge, over the river they raced, and what a procession they made as they arrived. Little Rat, feeling much better and having quite forgotten about Cat, was riding atop the horns of strong, steady Ox. As he came plodding in, Rat leaped down from Ox's head and scurried in ahead of him, and so was first of all. Next, in stalked Tiger, fierce and brave. After him, gentle, timid Rabbit. Then Dragon, powerful and energetic. Wise, subtle Snake slithered in, just as handsome, high-spirited Horse came galloping up. Dainty Sheep and clever Monkey arrived next, and behind them, Rooster, bold and brash. Then loyal, honest Dog. Last of all, noble Pig came trotting in. But where was Cat? Far, far behind. She had woken with a start at the sound of all the commotion and realized she was late. She had the wrong day. Off she raced to catch up with the others, but in her hurry she slipped off the bridge and was carried away by the river far downstream. At the palace, the emperor welcomed his guests and announced that henceforth each of the winners should have 1 year named in their honor, 12 in all, each in the order of their arrival. All the animals were pleased, of course. Ox and Rat, however, fell to arguing.
Rat, who was first, would not have gotten here at all without me, Ox complained. I am strong, and he's so small. How can he lead?
I may be small, Rat replied, but I am smart.
And none of the other animals could agree which should be first, Rat because he was smart, or Ox because he was strong. Finally, the emperor said, "We cannot have two first animals in the zodiac. Let the people decide."
"Oh, Majesty," Rat said, "but no one will even see me beside Ox. He's so big."
"Very well," said the emperor. "If Ox agrees, when we go before the people, I will double your size." Ox had no objection. He would still be many times bigger than Rat. So the emperor clapped his hands and Rat grew bigger. Then they went into the city. Everywhere they went, the people cried out, "Look! See the rat! Have you ever seen such a big rat?" No one even noticed Ox, for they were used to him. It was quite clear which of the two the people found to be the most impressive. And so it was decided. Rat was awarded first place, who had been smart enough to win it. Returning to the palace and the emperor's banquet, they celebrated, and all that day and into the next they feasted and made merry. As the celebration was winding down and all the guests preparing to leave, who should come in but Cat, dripping wet and none too happy. When she found that she had missed all the fun, she was unhappier still. And when she learned that she had missed the chance of having a year named after her, while Rat, who was the cause of it, came first of all, she was simply beside herself. With a furious meow, she leaped at Rat and chased him all the way home. And that is why, to this very day, Cat and Rat are enemies.